Imagine seeing anyone who was sick. Anyone on a plane. She went through customs in Chicago and then took a flight to Minneapolis at 6 p.m. Any idea what she did in Chicago during that layover? Did she have meetings? Is there any reason she might have left the airport?
Why? Is there someone sick in Chicago? Look at where I am.
So tell me how you see this connection. I mean, paralysis is a very scary consequence.
Certainly.
What's going on?
Well, the world is flat. Is that, you know, right now, anybody can get on a plane and end up anywhere in this country and spread these viruses. And we have to be aware of it. We don't know exactly why there was a dramatic spread this year. But something is happening now. We have multiple viruses, and together with global climate change, things are changing in the virus world, and we have to pay attention.
All right, Dr. David Agus, good to see you. Anyone on a plane?
Thomas Eric Duncan, who is currently being treated at a Dallas hospital, left Liberia on September 19th after he contracted the virus, but before displaying any symptoms. At a Liberian airport, Duncan filled out a health questionnaire asking whether he'd come in contact with the Ebola patient in the past 21 days. Duncan.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Furious here. Hope you're all buckled up. ready to go. We're going to have a crazy show that may be offensive to some folks. This is WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carborough. I'm DJ Dr. Furious, Furious Short Show. We do this every Thursday and have always as much fun as we can with the craziest topics and newest music. And, you know, speaking of new music, that there, right, bam. Shaker Notes. New stuff from Paul White. Very important artist for this show. And started off with some other funky, crazy music. Because that's what we do here. You can check out some of the old shows at furiousg.blogspot.com. Always, if you can, go to WCOMFM.org and help out as any way you can. So we're going to spotlight some of the craziness happening relating to the Ebola virus and outbreaks and climate change and everything else in between. So thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Furious. I'm furious!
Customs in Chicago at 11:15 a.m. and then took a flight to Minneapolis at 6 p.m. Any idea what she did in Chicago during that layover? Did she have meetings?
Things are changing in the virus world, and we have to pay attention.
Any reason she might have left the airport?
And we have to be aware.
Why?
We don't know exactly why there was a dramatic spread this year, but something is happening now. We have multiple viruses, and together with global climate change, things are changing in the virus world, and we have to pay attention.
There's something in the air, and it feels like fear.
Duncan, who's currently being treated at a Dallas hospital, left Liberia on September 19th after contracting the virus, but before displaying any symptoms. At a Liberian airport, Duncan filled out a health questionnaire asking whether he'd come in contact with an Ebola patient in the past 21 days. Duncan apparently answered no, but as the New York Times reports, he did help transport a family friend with Ebola to and from a Liberian hospital 4 days before leaving the country.
went through customs in Chicago.
There's something in the night, and it seems like terror. Someone in your bed, and it looks like you. Life will be simpler now. The only thing missing,
Mommy,
will be you.
Mommy!
What's the matter, honey? What's the matter?
We are following a breaking news story. An NBC freelance cameraman who's been working in Liberia for the last 3 years and has been there with Dr. Nancy Sanderman, chief medical editor of NBC, covering the Ebola epidemic, has tested positive for Ebola. He is going to be flown back to the U.S. to a facility that is equipped to treat him.
That patient died of the disease hours after Duncan last came in contact with her. The head of Liberia's airport authority told reporters the country's Justice Department plans to charge Duncan for knowingly providing false information on an official form and for endangering lives.
My name is...
Probably the least of Duncan's worries at this point. He's currently listed as in serious but stable condition at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. And as CNN's Sanjay Gupta points out, it could be hard for Liberian authorities to prove Duncan willfully lied on the questionnaire.
I think some of the details do matter here. Did he in fact know that the person who was sick in fact had Ebola?
So why is Liberia announcing its plans to prosecute Duncan now? Might have something to do with the country's image. Mashable highlights remarks from the official announcing the lawsuit, who said infected Liberians traveling to other countries have brought a stigma upon Liberians living abroad. The Los Angeles Times reports members of Texas's Liberian community report being harassed since Duncan's case was made public. Liberia has been one of the hardest hit countries during the Ebola outbreak.
Sanderman will be quarantined for 21 days.
There's Mommy, she's right there. What happened?
Mommy!
I've seen people at the infirmary exhibiting paranoia. People afraid to sleep.
Get in bed.
Afraid of family members.
Let it go!
People afraid of themselves.
We gotta go right now!
Oh, Marty, let's get out of here.
They're out there.
They're everywhere.
Is that my dad?
No one like you.
We'll be right back. Been dying, bitch, you're dead. saying you were never
that it's really all gone.
Jessica and Mark Talbot are struggling to pick up the pieces of their lives. It was in this living room 3 weeks ago that the Talbot family discovered their DVR had suddenly and inexplicably crashed, deleting more than 5 years' worth of recorded live events and miniseries.
I keep having flashbacks to that day, to that moment when I realized everything was gone. NCIS, ladies Olympic figure skating, all of my episodes of America's Test Kitchen.
You hear stories about people who mismanage their device settings, but you never really think it could happen to you.
Nobody cares about me. Nobody commented or liked my status.
Hi, I'm Ryan Eager. And for just 5 hours of attention a day, you could help somebody with FWP.
Everyone keeps putting so much pressure on me. I don't know what I want for my birthday. I'm going
nowhere. I have too much chips for my dip. But if I open any dip, I'll have too much dip for my chips.
You can't say that I'm going nowhere. Trying to reach you for so long.
You're drunk.
Friends say I've got something wrong. 'Cause I've been trying to reach you for so long. For so long, I've tried to reach you.
I have to get another one? They've been through so much struggle.
The remote's over there, but I'm all the way over here.
So much hardship.
My iPhone 5 is too big for my skinny jeans.
So much attention, attention.
I poured my cereal without checking to see if we had milk. We didn't.
So please, show your support and send them this video. And show them how much we care about their FWPs.
I bought too many groceries. Now I'll have to make 2 trips.
Say why I'm going nowhere. This feeling goes on and on.
There's something in the air.
Somewhere, but I've been fading to reach you for so long.
And it feels like fear. There's something in the night.
Baby, don't you?
And it seems like terror.
Stories about people who mismanage their device settings, but you never really think it could happen to you. Honestly, it feels like some sort of a dream. Like, when I wake up, I'll be able to just go downstairs, turn on the TV, and all the episodes of The Mentalist will be there again, as if nothing had ever happened.
The Talbots bought their DVR when they moved into their home 5 years ago, saying it had been their dream to have their own digital recording device. Over the years, the family recorded dozens of series from a variety of networks, including a number of painstakingly saved HD movies, which the couple say they had hoped to watch with their son someday.
One day we had everything. Every TV show you can think of. And then the next, my dad was saying that all those shows I grew up with, saved on the DVR, aren't there anymore.
Friends and family of the Talbots have pledged their support, organizing DVD donations and offering passwords to online streaming services while the family struggles to move on.
We know that we'll never be able to replace all the hours of programming that we had, but I think in the end, we'll be just fine.
All you have to do is call the URL, 1-800.org. and we'll send you the FWP Helping Kit, which includes a bridge, a straw, and a full cup with a cover.
Here's a bridge. Now get over it.
Here's a straw. Now suck it up.
Here's a full cup. Now shut the full cup. With your help, we can put an end to FWPs. Focus on the real problems, like starving children or homeless people. Because if you're complaining about something as silly as the iPhone 5, just wait till you see the iPhone 6.
There's something in the air.
Called by the epidemic, Liberia has accounted for almost 2,000, according to World Health Organization.
At 11:15 a.m., and then took a flight to Minneapolis at 6 p.m. Any idea what she did in Chicago during that layover? Did she have meetings? Is there any reason she might have left the airport?
Why? I mean, is there someone sick in Chicago?
We're investigating all the
No, I think I have a right to know. Look at where I am here. Look at where I am here.
Just when you thought the regular old flu was better. Welcome to WatchMojo.com. Today, we're counting down our picks for the top 10 movie outbreaks. Is there anyone else who might have had contact with her?
This was everyone.
Aaron Barnes did.
Barnes, he worked on another floor.
There were documents she needed to sign. He picked her up from the airport.
He picked her up from the airport?
Yes.
Where is he?
Hello?
Hello? Mr. Barnes?
Yes.
This is Dr. Mears from the Centers for Disease Control. I believe you may have had contact with Beth Emhoff last week.
Yeah, I picked her up at the airport. What's this about?
Tell me what happened. When did you first realize that Thomas was sick?
It was on Tuesday, he had headache and some light fever, so that's how I realized that he was sick.
And how long had he been here? About 5 days, is that right?
It came Saturday night. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the third day before I started noticing that he was not feeling well.
So when he came Saturday, did you talk at all about Ebola? I mean, he was coming from Liberia. Had he had any contact with anybody with Ebola?
No. No. He didn't tell me that he came in contact with anybody with Ebola.
How are you feeling today?
Pretty cruddy, to be honest. Head is pounding. I probably picked up some sort of bug.
Where are you right now?
I'm on the bus heading to work.
I'd like you to get off immediately.
Wait, what? What's going on?
Where's the bus, Aaron?
Lake and Lindale. Can you tell me what's
Lake
going
and
on?
Lindale. I really need you to get off that bus. Listen, it's quite possible you've come in contact with an infectious disease and that you're highly contagious.
And it feels like fear.
Cases of the illness that swelled when the school year started. Our Dr. David Agus is in Los Angeles. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
So tell me how you see this connection. I mean, paralysis is a very scary consequence.
It certainly is. This is a virus called enterovirus D68. It's from a family of enteroviruses. Polio is an enterovirus, so we know enteroviruses can affect the neurologic symptom. There was an outbreak earlier this year in the state of California with these viruses, and we have to be aware of it. We don't know exactly why there was a dramatic spread this year, but something is happening now. We have multiple viruses. Together with global climate change, things are changing in the virus world, and we have to pay attention.
She's right there. What happened?
No, mommy!
I'm seeing people at the infirmary exhibiting paranoia. People afraid to sleep.
Get in bed.
As long as we have our 5 seasons of Seinfeld on DVD.
Somebody, or he had helped a woman who had Ebola. Do you know anything about that?
No, not I'm concerned, but I have no idea.
How high was his fever when you took him to the hospital?
When they checked his fever, I think it was 100.1.
So the first time you went there, they asked about, you told them twice that he had come from Liberia. How quickly did they discharge him the first time?
We were not there for maybe around 4 hours. We were there for 3.5 hours to 4 hours, yeah.
And what prescriptions did they give him?
They just gave him antibiotic prescription.
So just to be clear, that first time you went, and twice you told them he's from Liberia,
Dr. David Agus, good
nobody
to see
said
you.
Anything to you right then now, about, well, has he had any contact with somebody who may have had Ebola? They didn't ask him about Ebola. It didn't seem to register the fact that he'd come from Liberia.
No, they did not ask.
These viruses, and we have to be aware of it. We don't know exactly why there was a dramatic spread this year, but something is happening now. We have multiple viruses, and together with global climate change, things are changing in the virus.
ourselves.
We gotta go right now!
Come on, Marty, let's get out of here.
They're out there. They're everywhere.
So he was having a lot of diarrhea when he got back from the hospital.
Diarrhea, sorry. No one went to the hospital, no diarrhea. He was not even using the bathroom until when he started taking that antibiotic. That's why he started having diarrhea.
Okay. And he still had a fever.
Yeah, and still running fever.
And so that was Friday you came home. How was he over the weekend?
Yeah, Friday when he came home. And Saturday, he started with a diarrhea.
What day did you end up going to the hospital again?
It was Sunday. Sunday morning when I went to work, my daughter came by to bring his tea. That's how she came in and real sick. And she called the ambulance.
That a normal virus takes several days and then you get sicker and sicker and then you call your pediatrician or you go to an emergency room. Well, this virus is 0 to 60 in less than 24 hours. And classically, most of the kids don't have fever. They just present with difficulty breathing. So be aware, if your child is sick at all, keep them home from school. Don't let them go there. We have to stop the spread of this virus. And if they at all have difficulty breathing or they start to be weak, you need to talk to your pediatrician about what this could be.
So we have Ebola virus in Africa, and we now have this virus. What's going on?
Well, the world is flat. Is that, you know, right now, anybody can get on a plane and end up anywhere in this country and spread these viruses. And we have to be aware of it. We don't know exactly why there was a dramatic spread this year, but something is happening now. We have multiple viruses, and together with global climate change, things are changing in the virus world, and we have to pay attention.
Right. So did you go to the hospital?
Yeah, I went to the hospital right away.
And were you able to see him there?
Through the glass.
Through the glass. And they told you at that point what? What did they say to you then?
He said he was going to run to do his blood test, get some blood from him, and his lab test, they were going to send it to check him up for Ebola.
So that was the first time they mentioned to you Ebola?
Yes.
When you heard that, what did you think?
I was so scary.
How did you find out he had Ebola?
They called me, the CDC, the health department called me and told me that he had Ebola.
and all the episodes of The Mentalist will be there again, as if nothing had ever happened.
The Talbots bought their DVR when they moved into their home 5 years ago, saying it had been their dream to have their own digital recording device. Over the years, the family recorded dozens of series from a variety of networks, including a number of painstakingly saved HD movies, which the couple say they had hoped to watch with their son someday.
One day we had everything. Every TV show you can think of. And then the next, my dad was saying that all those shows I grew up with, saved on the DVR, aren't there anymore.
Thousands of people fall victim to FWP.
I'm so cold. Starving.
Nobody cares about me.
Also known as first world problems.
I'm so cold. Somebody set the AC to 72. I need it at 73.
Starving. Oh, yes. Leftovers. Nobody cares about me. They commented or liked my status.
Hi, I'm Ryan Higa. And for just 5 hours of attention a day, you could help somebody with FWP.
What's up, everybody? Hey, listen, this is Furious G, Dr. Furious, and wanted to say thanks for everybody for listening here on WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough, late night, downtown Carborough, rocking out. Back that there beat there in the background is the Flying Lotus. He's going to be here in Carborough in like 10 days, so get your tickets. It's going to be an amazing show. No, seriously, I've been playing the Flying Lotus Fly Low on WCOM for about almost 10 years now. So seriously, thanks for listening to that all the whole time, by the way, of course. You can check out all the old archives at WCOMFM.org or go to FuriousG.blogspot.com where you can see all the goodness. Listen, seriously, craziness going down in the world. So much fear. So much body snatching. People coming down with the contagions. I'm Furious. Thanks for listening to Micro Power Radio.
Everyone keeps putting so much pressure on me. I don't know what I want for my birthday.
I have too much chips for my dip. And if I open a new dip, I'll have too much dip for my chips.
Why does Apple keep making new iPhones? Now I have to get another one? They've been through so much struggle.
The remote's over there. And I'm all the way over here.
So much hardship.
My iPhone 5 is too big for my skinny jeans.
So much attention. Attention.
I poured my cereal without checking to see if we had milk. We didn't.
So please, show your support and send them this video. And show them how much we care about their FWPs.
Friends and family of the Talbots have pledged their support, organizing DVD donations and offering passwords to online streaming services while the family struggles to move on.
We know that we'll never be able to replace all the hours of programming that we had, but I think in the end we'll be just fine.
What's going on?
Well, the world is flat. Is that, you know, right now, anybody can get on a plane and end up anywhere in this country and spread these viruses. And we have to be aware of it. We don't know exactly why there was a dramatic spread this year, but something is happening now. We have multiple viruses, and together with global climate change, things are changing in the virus world, and we have to pay attention.